Mr. President? Just a moment, Mayor.
Hello, Bob.
Yeah, Mr. President?
How are you, my friend?
Fine, good. Everything looks wonderful.
Well, you've been mighty loyal, mighty faithful, and mighty competent, and I'm awfully grateful for folks like you.
Well, fine, Mr. President. We're delighted. I just wonder, of course, we don't close for a couple of more hours here, but the voting has been very, very heavy in New York City, and quite heavy upstate, which is a good sign. Very little trouble with the machines. Only one indication we have off the record, the city of Utica, one machine broke, and, you know, this is some tough territory, although the poll showed well. The vote was 31 for you to 13 for Goldwater, one of the machines up there, which was very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's all we had to report, but I just wanted to tell you that the vote is very heavy in New York. They're coming out all over. The Harlem area has been exceptionally heavy, Negro areas, and so that looks great for us.
Well, Bob, it's a great tribute to you, and you've got to get in there now and get you some young boys, and let's get us a crowd that we can work with, and that you can depend on, and you can depend on me.
All right, fine, Mr. President. I know a million people want to talk to you, but I thought you wanted to know how.
No, I won't talk to you. Won't talk to you, and I'm thanking your sweet wife. Wish she is here to enjoy it, but she's watching us in heaven.
Yeah.
Give your boys my love,
I
and
will
know,
right here.
Know how close we feel to you, and anytime, anywhere, you just treat me like a brother.
Fine, thank you, Mr. President.
Bob, mighty proud of you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.